From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama traveled to Orlando as the city prepares to bury its first victims from Thursday's mass shooting. The president and Vice President Joe Biden spent hours meeting privately with survivors of the attack, victims' relatives, and police officers who responded to the scene on Sunday, where 49 people were killed.
So today, once again, as has been true too many times before, I held and hugged grieving family members and parents, and they asked, why does this keep happening?
The low-key visit reflected the challenge for the president to find something meaningful to say about an attack that has stoked a wide mix of fears about terrorism, guns, and violence against gays. Obama has lamented the frequency with which he's had to perform that duty, calling his inability to enact stricter gun laws the biggest frustration of his presidency. Police in Britain say a lawmaker has died from her injuries after being shot in the Northern England district she represents. Member of Parliament Jo Cox, a 41-year-old mother of two, was killed by a gun and knife-wielding attacker and amid Britain's divisive campaign on whether to leave the EU. Prime Minister David Cameron.
This is absolutely tragic and dreadful news, and my thoughts are with Joe's husband, Brendan, and the two children and their wider family. We've lost a great star. She was a MP, great campaigning MP, with huge compassion, with a big heart.
Police said a 52-year-old man has been arrested. On Wall Street today, stocks broke their losing streak after 5 days.